Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 27, chapter entitled, chapter entitled, Understanding Material Nature. There she is. Okay. Now, can you hear me? Oh, no. Okay. Quick. It won't connect. Oh, it is connected. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yeah? Is it loud? Is it loud or is it okay? Tell me, is it okay? It's not too loud? Okay. Let's hope for the best. I'll just read the Sanskrit. Yamadibi yoga pataya abhyasan shradayanvita maiva vena satyena matkata shravanena cha. One has to become faithful by practicing the controlling process of the yoga system and must elevate himself to the platform of unalloyed devotional service by chanting and hearing about me. How is it?
No sound on English.
No sound on the English. Oh, okay. Microphone. Okay, now there will be. So I'll repeat the verse and the translation. Yamadi bhya yoga pataya abhyasan tradayan vata maiva vena satyena matkata shravanena cha. One has to become faithful by practicing the controlling process of the yoga system and must elevate himself to the platform of unalloyed devotional service by chanting and hearing about me. And the Hindi? Can you... How are the volume levels? Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yoga is practiced in 8 different stages: yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. Yama and niyama mean practicing the controlling process by following strict regulations, and asana refers to the sitting postures. These help raise one. Oh, she can't hear me. Oh, Krishna. Okay. Well, at least you told me. What sound we're using? Yeah, okay. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? And this is such a professional system. I can't. Can you hear me now? She obviously can't. I got to start it again.
I think you should just cancel the Hindi for today.
Yeah, I'll just cancel the Hindi. Anyway, we're trying our best, but, well, last attempt. Here's the last attempt. Can you hear me? But is it too loud? If it's too loud, nod your head. If it's not too loud, shake your head. Are you online? You must be online. Is she online?
I can't tell.
Yeah, now I can hear you, and
we are
on air here.
Yeah, so you can hear me, but am I too loud?
No, you're perfect.
It's a lower level. Well, let's see. Okay. You can still hear me, yeah? Okay, because I've turned off my speaker. All right. We will begin again. Well, I will just read the translation. One has to become faithful by practicing the controlling process of the yoga system and must elevate himself to the platform of unalloyed devotional service by chanting and hearing about me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Yoga is practiced in 8 different stages: yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. Yama and niyama mean practicing the controlling process by following strict regulations, and asana refers to the sitting postures. These help raise one to the standard of faithfulness. Wow. In devotional service. Phew. The practice of yoga by physical exercise is not the ultimate goal. The real end is to concentrate and to control the mind and train oneself to be situated in faithful devotional service. Bhavena, or bhava, is a very important factor in the practice of yoga or in any spiritual process. Bhava is explained in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 verse 8. Buddha bhava samanvita. One should be absorbed in the thought of love of Krishna. When one knows that Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the source of everything, and that everything emanates from Him, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 verse 8, then one understands the Vedanta aphorism, Janmad Yasya Yataha, Srimad Bhagavatam 1, 1, 1. the original source of everything. And then he can become absorbed in bhava, or the preliminary stage of love of Godhead. Can you hear the Hindi? How is it? Rupa Goswami explains very nicely in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu how this bhava, or preliminary stage of love of God, is achieved. He states that one first of all has to become faithful, shradayanvita. Faith is attained by controlling the senses, either by yoga practice, volumes, okay, following the rules and regulations, and practicing the sitting postures, or by engaging directly in bhakti yoga, as recommended in the previous verse of the 9 different items of bhakti yoga. The first and foremost is to chant and hear about the Lord. That is also mentioned here. Matkata Shravanena cha. One may come to the standard of faithfulness by following the rules and regulations of the yoga system. And the same goal can be achieved simply by chanting and hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord. The word cha is significant. Bhakti yoga is direct, and the other process is indirect. But even if the indirect process is taken, there is no success unless one comes fully to the direct process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. Therefore, the word satyena is used here. In this connection, Swami Sridhar comments that satyena means nishkapatena, without duplicity. The impersonalists are full of duplicity. Sometimes they pretend to execute devotional service, but their ultimate idea is to become one with the Supreme. This is duplicity, kapata. The Bhagavatam does not allow this duplicity. In the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is clearly stated Paramo Nirmatsaranam Nirmatsaranam Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.2. This treatise, Srimad Bhagavatam, is meant for those who are completely free from envy. The same point is again stressed here. Unless one is completely faithful to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and engages himself in the process of hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, there is no possibility for liberation. And Ramuna Priya, everything is still okay? Please let me know.
I listen, it's fine.
It's okay?
Yeah.
I'm not too loud. Okay. Yamadibhya yoga patayar abhyasan tradayan vita mayi bhavena satyena matkata shravanena cha. One has to become faithful by practicing the controlling process of the yoga system and must elevate himself to the platform of unalloyed devotional service by chanting and hearing about me. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Presta Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachade Jatarne Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vanchikalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. All right, devotees. This is a very important and interesting verse. You know, the first thing that really struck me is how Lord Kapila says that one has to become faithful by practicing the controlling process of the yoga system, and then elevate oneself to the level of unalloyed devotional service. And Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, sort of expands this interesting point by listing out the eight stages of Ashtanga Yoga, and then saying, well, then mentioning the first two, yama and niyama. Yama means to not do certain things which are against spiritual advancement. And niyama means to do certain things which help with spiritual advancement. Yeah. You might think that yama would mean to do things, and niyama might mean not to do things, but actually it's the other way round. You want to use that chair? I mean, you can try if you want. If you prefer not, I leave it up to you. So, yeah, in other words, following the rules and regulations, Prabhupada says, yama and niyama means practicing the controlling process by following strict regulations, and asana, which is the third one, refers to sitting postures. So these three, it appears from the purport, these help raise one to the standard of faithfulness in devotional service. Yeah. So these help raise one to the standard of faithfulness in devotional service. Yes. So, in Krishna consciousness, of course, I'm sure you're well aware, we also do, in perhaps in certain ways slightly differently, maybe, but we also do types of yama and niyama, definitely. There's no doubt about that. We follow our four regulative principles. I'm sure that the yogis, they also follow the four regulative principles. I don't doubt it. They probably do follow other rules and regulations too. We don't follow as many rules and regulations as, you know, many other people from the very old traditional schools of yoga. Yeah. our approach is much more liberal, you could say. You know how Srila, we've mentioned before, Srila Prabhupada made the point that there are so many rules and regulations. If you really want to get into rules and regulations, there are just so many that Prabhupada said, if we were to try to follow all of them, Prabhupada said, we would not, even getting up, brushing your teeth, using the toilet, taking a bath early in the morning, there are so many mantras to chant and rules and regulations to follow in that regard, that, Prabhupada said, we would not get out of the bathroom in the morning. By the time we got out, it would be time to take rest at night, because we're a bit slow, and we get a bit confused. Oh, Krishna. So, well, it's Kali Yuga. What do you expect in Kali Yuga? Manda sumanda matayo. Bhagavatam says that we're lazy, quarrelsome, misguided, unlucky, and various other things, and above all, always disturbed. Oh, Krishna. And I can inform you that I have personal experience of that with myself. And I'm not being humble at all. I'm just being real. So we have our yama and niyama. Asana, not so much, you know. Of course, we're encouraged to sit cross-legged on the floor. But, you know, if you're like me, if you've got a slip disc, it is not possible. Unless it was a matter of life or death, and it wasn't for very long at all. Sitting on the floor can't be done. But Prabhupada did say that dancing in kirtan is a form of asana. Yeah. It's a form of asana. So in our ways, in Krishna consciousness, we do some yama and niyama. We chant our 16 rounds, and we read our books, we get up early. These are positive things that we must do. This is niyama. You must do these things. And then, of course, we have our four regulative principles. That's niyama. I mean, that's yama. Plus, we must avoid the 10 offenses. This is all yama. Negative restrictions, rules and regulations, don't do different things. And like we said, to some degree we have some asana. And these things help. Definitely, the rules and regulations, they help hugely. Without our rules and regulations, forget it. Completely. Forget it. Just forget it. We would not be Krishna conscious even to the small degree that we may be Krishna conscious by the grace of Guru and God. But without the rules and regulations, we wouldn't be Krishna conscious to that degree. So as Prabhupada says here, following those rules and regulations and the asana he includes also helps raise one to the standard of faithfulness. And this we can experience. We have experience of this in our Krishna consciousness. But just you know, following some rules just because we're not meant to do this, but we are meant to do that. That's not complete. It helps. It's a positive influence. But, as Prabhupada says, just continuing on from the statement about how these things help us become faithful, Prabhupada says the practice of yoga by physical exercise is not the ultimate goal. The real end is to concentrate and control the mind and train oneself to be situated in faithful devotional service. Yes. And then Prabhupada goes on to discuss the term bhavena or bhava. Bhava, which means, of course, like emotion. Prabhupada quotes, one line at least, from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 8. Well, actually, a couple of lines he quotes. A Buddha Bhava Samanvita. That if we engage, that if we understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the source of everything, everything emanates from him, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, then one will come to the level of Bhava. Or then one will feel inspired. This is actually, not that one just comes to the level of Bhava, but what happens is one will become inspired that, oh, Krishna's so great. Krishna's so wonderful. One will become inspired to render devotional service to him. This is the thing. And so then one will become absorbed in that devotional service and come to the level of bhava, which is the preliminary stage of love of God. So Prabhupada goes on to explain, it's in the third paragraph if you're looking at the book, that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in our nectar of devotion, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Prabhupada, they explain very nicely how to come to bhava, the preliminary stage of love of God. How to do it? First of all, you have to become faithful. Ado shraddha tata sadhu sangota bhajanakriya tato narta nivritis syat tato nishta ruchistata ata saktis tato bhava tata prema bhudanchati. Yeah. So, this is the process. It begins with shraddha. It begins with faith. And as is pointed out here by Lord Kapila, one can become faithful, one can come to the level of shraddha by practicing what he says is the controlling process of the yoga system. Controlling process, which, like we said, and like Prabhupada states, following these rules and regulations, this is the controlling process. If a person has no taste, no real deeper attraction to doing something, but still you may be able to get him to do that something if he understands that there are certain rules and regulations which really necessitate him, for his own good, doing that thing. Then he may not feel like, yes, Oh, yeah, let's do it. Let's get into it. But at least he may say, all right, I'll do it. Okay, if I have to, if you insist. Ah, such too bad. Yeah. So particularly it applies in Sankhya Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga, but it also applies in devotional service. That in the beginning stages, this is explained in Nectar of Devotion, is it what now? Chapter 14, if I remember correctly, that Gyan and Vairagya, knowledge and renunciation, these help in the beginning stages. They help in the beginning stages of devotional service. But ultimately, all that really matters is devotion. That's all that really matters. Devotion. Without devotion, ultimately, even you follow the rules and regulations, but if devotion doesn't arise, well, real progress will not be there. Yes, so therefore we can see here the parallels. We can see the parallels between Lord Kapila's process of Sankhya Yoga, which also has elements of Ashtanga Yoga in it, and devotional service as we practice it. And ultimately, as Lord Kapila says, ultimately we must become attached to, attracted to, and absorbed in hearing and chanting about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one has reached that point of attraction to hearing and chanting, one is on the way, on the path back to Godhead, the ultimate success of the human form of life. That's there. So, Hare Krishna, everyone. Excuse us for the hiccups. We are learning at every step the hard ways. We are learning the hard ways, but we are learning. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.